The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio App, bringing diverse media to the world.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hanji III, AH3 to most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1. Alvin, I again, facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin, I. Please check out my archives for more of my great podcasts and episodes again on the Bashani Radio App. And here's what I have for you today. Today, I'm going to be talking about being relationally or relationship smart, but single. Being relationship smart but single. And this subject came about as, of course, I was perusing Facebook, and there was a funny meme, and it had this kid with this real serious face on it, and at the top of it, it was like, said, "You have such great advice to give. Why are you single?" And then at the bottom it says, "Because coaches don't play the game." And so I had to laugh at that because it was, you know, definitely hilarious. But it gave the inference that when you reach a certain level of understanding about something, you don't have to participate in it, but you can still help give people pointers on it. And I saw that side, but I also saw the other side of that whole dynamic as well. What's interesting about our time is that a lot of the things that used to be held as taboo in other generations has now become quite acceptable. You can pretty much think of anything from sexual preferences, sexual activities. Of course, I went straight to sex right there, as you can see. Family structures, relationship structures, job etiquette, job approach, everything across the board. We've gone from a more traditionalist type of society, or at least one presented on the surface, to a more liberalized society. Our expectations and our list of taboos and what not to do and what's proper behavior and what's not proper behavior has changed so drastically within the last, I would say, really 30 years. Again, back to that whole internet thing and proliferation of information and the shift of our society from industrial to more service-based, and just the liberalization of family and relationship structures, waves of divorces, things like that. Anyway, all that ties into people who may be quite relationally savvy, but they're single. They know what to do, how to do, when to do. They know things that help enhance a relationship. things that deter a relationship. Everything in the mind. Just straight have very good relational aptitude, but they are single. And in a flash, as soon as I read that meme and looked at it, all of a sudden that's when the information came to me. And I started thinking, and I came up with 5 reasons why you may actually be relationally smart, but single. And so I'll go through them with you right now. Number one is you actually still have unresolved issues, and you won't let go that are beyond reasonability. You still have unresolved issues. You won't let go that are beyond reasonability. Basically, you have a high standard and you refuse to adjust to the times just to have a mate or the possibility of a mate in your life. It could be some type of stronghold hangover that you have. You want to be treated a specific way, like traditionally. You, like, for instance, if you're a woman, you want to be wooed, you want to be fawned over, you want to be basically the center of the relationship before you even think about reciprocating anything from a woman's point of view. As a man, you want exclusivity from the woman from jump, even though y'all are in a dating phase, and you really see dating really as courtship, even if it doesn't go as further than courtship. You have these expectations and you have these unresolved issues or anxieties around not getting that specifically. And it slows you down because you just don't want to settle on it. That's your boundary. And it becomes that unresolved issue from allowing you to connect with people into some type of connection. And that's basically it. The second one is you have a low or disciplined sex drive and are self-sufficient, so you don't need a deeper connection with a potential mate at the moment. We have a very interesting culture. We live in a culture that's hyper-sexualized for consumerism. I mean, we just had a major music video from 2 artists talking specifically about wet-ass pussy and what it could do and how great it is and things like that. Definitely not going to argue against that. But the song is used to commercialize a lifestyle that is permeating throughout our culture, something that's adored and worshipped and cherished, but at the same time, it's in the context of pure consumerism. And so, when you are a person who are actually relationally smart, but you are an outlier in the sense of you're just not driven by your pure lusts all the time, people think that there's something wrong with you. Why aren't you just going after as much ass as you could possibly take? Is it because you have some type of sexual hangup with yourself? Could be possibly. Or is it because you truly are either discipline or you just have a below average sex drive that does not interfere with the rest of your personal life. It's one thing to have a sex drive that affects the rest of your life, like you just an overall dispassionate person in your goings and your comings, and you're just the ball of redundant habits. That's a different issue. But if you just have a lower drive than the average person in society, they may not actually be a terrible thing. It's just the facts of your life. Or you do have a very robust and strong sex drive and you manage it in different ways by either being creative or coarse or by masturbating a lot, because that's your release and you're fine with that and that's in the privacy of your own home and life. But somehow, some way, you are disciplined with your sexuality in the sense of it just doesn't run you into chaotic situations, because there's other aspects that you need out of a relationship that are beyond indulging and satisfying your sexuality. So that's one right there. Another one is, hold on a moment. You read people very well and choose not to hold a lot of space for their unresolved issues or situations. A reoccurring theme that you'll probably hear throughout all of my podcasts is the value and the prominence of peace in one's life and how it gives you the clarity to do everything pretty much else. To either sustain it or enhance it some more. Well, this is one out of the peace chapter. If you are a highly refined person, or you've had a lot of experience with people, or you just for some reason gifted with the ability to cut through the bullshit and spot things, well, you probably are a very relationally apt or aware person, but you may still be single, because you know that you're living in a culture of people that's dealing with many different traumas and pains and hurts, processing a lot of things from childhood on up, things like that. And you know you may not be the one that's quote-unquote called to help them unresolve all those things. And you don't want to be mean. You want to retain your peace. And you don't want basically to be put in a situation where you're trying to save somebody from themselves because they haven't realized quite yet what they need to do for their own self-healing. And this is a big one, because we're processing through what I would like to call a highly systematic yet dysfunctional society. And not many circles have a true functionality with them. We've mastered the art of looking functional on the surface, but being wrapped with layers of issues underneath the surface. And we play games with each other and we put on masks and facades so that we are not the one that seems like we're having the major issues, especially as you get to the area of society where people are otherwise high functioning in their lives. But if you are a very perceptive person, you can spot a lot in conversing and dealing with people, observing them throughout life. And you may just simply make the choice not to go that deep with someone, even if they may like you or be interested in you. it's a choice. I don't think it's necessarily a good or evil thing. I don't think it's what some people would call just judgmental. Again, everything ties back into peace. Can you sustain peace? Or are you at home just burning with frustration and horniness because you don't, you're paranoid? It's one thing to be aware of yourself and people. It's another thing to be paranoid of yourself and people. And that, and it's easy to slip off into that place of paranoia about everybody. Nobody's good. Nobody's right. Nobody can help me out with this. And go on and on and on. A whole big mental loop of you basically figuring why you shouldn't connect with somebody who has some type of reasonability of decency. Where are we now? Number four, the people you approach know on some level they are not ready for what you will bring or require of them. They don't like the power or influence dynamic that will be at play. So this is kind of the reverse of it, in the sense that someone that you're pursuing already knows that they got a lot going on. They gotta sort some things out, or they're just used to being the dominant influence of the relationship or the connection, and you just have that kind of pull over them this go round. Everybody's number can be gotten, is the takeaway from this one. And they just don't like it. They have a power dynamic within themselves that they are comfortable with and they are used to. And that's the way it's going to be if they're going to be with somebody. So no matter how compatible you and them are, and how much the stars align, because of that emotional state or that emotional vulnerability, they're like, no, I'm not going to go that far with you. And they have the right to reserve that, because everyone needs to be in a place where they have their own personal security and structure, along with their connection and passion that they have with somebody. So one last one, which I think is becoming more prominent in our society now that things are becoming unrolling more and more liberalized, is you may actually be not built for like a genuine one-on-one relationship or connection, but rather for transitory polyamorous connections. But you don't want everybody to know that. So you may just be one of those people that's like, well, everybody knows you're a wonderful person, nice person, you never really cause drama or anything, but it just seems that you're just alone all the time. Or are you? And again, it's one of those things as an adult, you definitely had a right to live out your life and your sexuality within the confines of legality. Correct. Well, you're not hurting anybody, and things are consensual, and of course, ain't no kids or something like that. That is definitely a factor. You know, these people are exploring the variety of their needs across a spectrum of people that they allow in their lives, and it's all great and gravy. I guess as long as those connections don't know too much about each other, or they are a part of that open relating a polyamorous community, everybody's on the same page. But you can, again, know how to interact very well with people, probably better sometimes than those who have only an exclusive relationship with somebody. And you just don't want your business out there publicly. You know, it's a part of your personal life, your sacred life. And you just want to rock it out that way. So these are the thoughts that came across my head when I saw that meme. And not everybody who is single is lost or got major issues. And they may actually be quite capable of having a relationship. It's just the little differences in the time or the places in their life that they are right now that have them falling back from being in a relationship with somebody. So that's my take on it. I'm glad you had a chance to listen in on me. The background music that you hear is provided by Mr. Free Will, F-R-3-3-W-I-L-L. Provides my vibe. And for more information, contact him at Lightwalker, F-R-3-3-W-I-L-L, at gmail.com. Lightwalker, F-R-3-3-W-I-L-L, at gmail.com. And again, until next time, this is AH3, Real Talk with AH3 on the Bashani Radio Network. Catch you guys later. Bye-bye.
You are listening to Black Independent Network on Bashani Radio app, bringing diverse media to the world.
Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.